Some brand new music from the Mountain Goats. The Mountain Goats. The new album's called Bleed Out, and it's kind of like a like the soundtrack to the movie you don't remember seeing. That was the training montage from the Mountain Goats. Before that, how about the Boys Star Library from 2001? It's hard to believe for Grandpa Moxter to realize that that album's over 20 years old. Those kids are not kids anymore, but from the If I Was Born a Girl album, the Boys Star Library gave us If. Jazz Butcher Conspiracy gave us Bicycle Kid, because you know what? Today for my Friday night listeners, yeah, the third Friday in May is always Bike to Work Today, or just day, not just today. It's Bike to Work Day. So I wanted to play a biking song, so I played Bicycle Kid from the Jazz Butcher Conspiracy. That's going out to my friend Maria, who may or may not be listening. I never know. I don't know who's listening. I just always play songs pretending. See, in my world, I pretend everyone's listening. But at the same time, nobody's listening. So let's take that to my therapy class. Everyone's listening, but nobody's listening. Before let's just finish up that set of music. Before the Jazz Butcher, how about the Estate Owns the Ghost Show review from their album Build a Church with Debris? And Anything, Everything, the name of the track I played for you. Wow. That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of things. And by things, just words. I mentioned that it is it's a national. Let's say national. It's National Ride Your Bike to Work Day, and you know, on a Friday night, it's you're probably not going to work. You're done working. So hopefully, you rode your bike to work, and if you didn't, just ride your bike tomorrow. If you don't have a bike, pretend to ride your bike today or tomorrow, or what, doesn't matter. In fact, if you do or do not ride a bicycle, I got to ask, do you want safer streets? Do you want respect for motorists? Do you want better bicycle infrastructure improvements here in Pittsburgh? Well, guess what? Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets to make Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out more at bike-pgh.org or stop by your local bike shop. And by bike, I'm talking bicycle. And pick up a brochure. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. Again, my Friday night listeners, I'm live in the studio. And by Friday, May 19th, 2023. My other listeners, it's an encore show. But if you have a suggestion for a song, if you're one of those Friday night listeners, you can call me up. 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728, or email me, WRCTrequest@gmail.com. It's The Cult here on Viva La Mach.
Down out in London, Los Angeles, and Paris, too. I drank a river in my time just to get on through, yeah. Well, the night it rises above me, rise above me, and the blues they swirl.
Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. Left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hand brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Lookout high above the clinic steps, 50 stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning, Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears roll down my cheeks. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife. And I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. Left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. Said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. A neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life. Whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down, and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace, and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. Said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. A neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life. Whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs, and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down, and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
was like a lookout high above the clinic steps. 50 stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace, and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. When he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. Said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. A neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard.
Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street.
The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life.
Whispered and he hung while he whittled with his thumbs
and told me fairy tales that he made up.
He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes.
Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key.
I let Daddy have the window seat.
At night he'd often pace, and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work.
He groaned, but he didn't say a word.
And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheeks. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Broken hands brought the wood to life.
He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs
and told me fairy tales that he made up.
He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtain down, and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes.
Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key.
I let Daddy have the window seat.
At night he'd often pace, and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word.
And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears roll down my cheeks. Mama Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working out. Said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. A neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard.
Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street.
The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life.
Whispered and he hung while he whittled with his thumbs
and told me fairy tales that he made up.
He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes.
Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key.
I let Daddy have the window seat.
At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word.
And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. Left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hand brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. Said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. The neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. Said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. A neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard.
Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street.
The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life.
Whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs
and told me fairy tales that he made up. He
talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest. And he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. Said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. A neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard.
Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street.
The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life.
Whispered and he hung while he whittled with his thumbs
and told me fairy tales that he made up.
He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
Mm-hmm. look out high above the clinic steps. 50 stars and countless cast-off cigarettes.
Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key.
I let Daddy have the window seat.
At night he'd often pace, and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word.
When he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheeks. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. Said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. A neighbor left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard.
Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street.
The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life.
Whispered and he hung while he whittled with his thumbs
and told me fairy tales that he made up.
He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes.
Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key.
I let Daddy have the window seat.
At night he'd often pace, and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word.
And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheeks. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Broken hands brought the wood to life.
He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs
and told me fairy tales that he made up.
He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtain down, and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes.
Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key.
I let Daddy have the window seat.
At night he'd often pace, and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word.
And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears roll down my cheeks. Mama got new curtains and a man time for me to move along, she said.
Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Yesterday was truly a day for the history books in the United States. There aren't that many days every decade, never mind century, like what we saw yesterday. The failed former president Donald Trump was arrested, booked, indicted, and pleaded not guilty for 37 felony counts, was instructed not to be in contact with any other defendants nor witnesses, a requirement which he immediately broke last night. Trump then flew back to his Bedminster, New Jersey golf resort, I think it is, where he actually admitted to some of the crimes that he is accused of, despite claiming total innocence and claiming that he didn't do anything. And we now move into two different new phases, the pre-trial phase with this latest federal indictment, as well as the waiting game for what may be a second federal indictment for Trump's role in the January 6th Trump riots, and a state indictment out of the state of Georgia for Trump's attempt to incorrectly, fraudulently, illegally overturn the correct results from Georgia in 2020, in which now President Joe Biden won the popular vote of Georgia and subsequently the electoral votes from Georgia. So let's start at the beginning. The Miami Herald reporting: Trump sits silently in Miami courtroom, pleads not guilty in historic case. Former President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty Tuesday in Miami federal court to a 37 count indictment accusing him of deliberately keeping at his Palm Beach estate government documents that contained highly sensitive defense, weapons, and nuclear information, and of obstructing efforts by U.S. authorities to reclaim them. In a packed courtroom, and remember, there were no cameras in the courtroom, so all we have are these descriptions. In a packed courtroom, Trump entered his plea in a historic case marking the first federal prosecution of a former president and a potential hurdle in his renewed quest for the presidency in the 2024 election. Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, representing Trump alongside Chris Keyes, said, quote, "We most certainly enter a plea of not guilty." Trump was arraigned a day before his 77th birthday. That will be relevant later as well, appearing before Magistrate Judge Jonathan Goodman. Trump said nothing during the 45-minute proceeding. Prosecutor David Harbach told the judge his team would prepare a list of witnesses with whom Trump cannot communicate about the case before the trial. Trump was released on his own recognizance with no monetary bond and no travel restrictions. So I think it's important to mention one of the reasons that this indictment generally is important is that we want a justice system that doesn't have exceptions, where no one is above the law. And despite what you're hearing from the MAGATs, MAGADONIANS, MAGAPOTAMIANS, whatever you want to call them, despite what you're hearing from them, that this is evidence of a two-tiered justice system in a bad way. In fact, we know we have a two-tiered justice system. Trump being indicted is maybe a slight half step in the direction of no one is above the law. However, there still are favoritisms that are being given to Trump, including the fact that he was released on his own recognizance with no monetary bond, as well as no travel restrictions. Many other defendants, not former presidents of the United States, by the way, individuals without private jets with which they could fly anywhere at any time, would have been given a monetary bond and may have had travel restrictions put in place. So just something to keep in mind. The Associated Press also reporting, and they have an interesting drawing of what the scene in the courtroom looked like. Trump reportedly looking glum and having his arms crossed at many moments during this. Writes, Trump approached his arraignment with characteristic bravado, posting social media broadsides against the